there. I have a special announcement. From May 22nd through May 28th, I'm rerunning my most popular episodes of Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness, all of which are what I call foundational basics. And I understand that we need to hear what I speak about more than a few times until it really starts to sink in. And be forewarned, these are from almost 5 years ago when I first began. So I may sound a bit different than I do now. I know I feel a lot different than I did back then. So I hope you enjoy these. And then next week, you're going to find out all about something new I'm cooking up here in Colorado, just outside of Aspen. How's that for a little name dropping? In the meantime, this is your last chance to enroll in Eckhart Tolle's all-new 4-month-long immersive program for his very popular online course, The Spiritual Guide to Conscious Manifestation, where you're going to discover your true creative powers and fulfill your highest purpose. It begins with a 4-day online retreat, May 30th through June 2nd, and you can still access his free mini video series or enroll in his program at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/Eckhart Tolle, all one word, or click on the links below in the podcast. Now on for today's episode. Hey there. It's time for another 1001 Ways of Being. Now remember, I alternate every week from 1001 Ways of Being of Higher Consciousness to 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of, which are of lower consciousness. And these are new bonus episodes I'm going to be putting out every Thursday. And this week, it's my first 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of episode called Freeing Yourself from the Chains of Perfectionism. But before I get started, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness and founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com that brings you this podcast. My intentions for these episodes are to put things into context based on a scale of human consciousness and really help you shore up your energy fields with understanding truth, power, and today, not power. What is it? Help you understand it more fully. And I do this by sharing calibrations of different impersonal energy fields so that you can make better choices based on your own intentions for life. So let's get to today's 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. But before I do, I just want to mention that I put together what I call a swell prize for you that I will share at the end of this episode. So stick around for that little goodie. I'm going to be doing a lot of these things from here on out so that you have some sort of takeaways, or you can take a little email journey that takes you a little deeper into some of the things that I offer. Okay, so today's 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of is perfectionism and what's called perfection instinct. And according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, perfectionism calibrates at 180 on the scale of consciousness, or 10 to the 180th power, while the perfection instinct calibrates at 160, or 10 to the 160th power. So Brian over at consciousnesscalibrations.com has been doing these instinct calibrations, which I found kind of pretty interesting. So let me just describe what perfection instinct is. And it's essentially understanding what is running us when we determine perfection on appearance alone, or what is running us when we must make things perfect. This is an invitation to take a closer look and understand that the underlying energy of perfectionism and the perfection instinct is of lower consciousness. And I know I've mentioned it before, but there's a huge difference in consciousness between perfectionism and mastery or excellence. It's a quantum leap in power and consciousness to decide mastery at 450 on the scale, or excellence at 460, or 10 to the 460th power. This is like waking up and saying, okay, I need to realign myself with the power of mastery and excellence and let go of the lower nature, the lower energies of perfectionism. Because it's self-destructive. Perfectionism will not get you to mastery and excellence ever. The energy just isn't there. And I got to tell you, it's going to feel so much better, right? Just to decide to realign with the higher level of mastery and excellence. And it doesn't matter if you achieve it or not. It's just going to set your compass and the magnetic attractive fields of life on a more constructive and fulfilling path, right? The energy is just feels better, okay? Way better, I can assure you of that. Once you let go of these egoic binds and attraction to resistance patterns. Now remember, anything that calibrates below 200 on the scale of consciousness is negatively oriented, downward pulling, and destructive by nature. And again, it's not an opinion or a judgment. It's just the fact of the calibration of the energy of it. Now, Dr. Hawkins would say that anything that calibrates below 200 is, first of all, a victim energy. All of it is. Anything below 200 is holding on to victimhood in some way, shape, or form. And he would also say that it holds no truth. And this is a hard one for me to kind of finally get, but I think I finally got it, and I'll try to explain what I get out of it. And he wouldn't say that it is false. So what I think he may be saying is that the feeling and the experience of perfectionism is a reality for us if we're engaged in this behavior or this pattern. Because we're feeling it, we're experiencing it, it's part of life. But in ultimate reality, the energy of it holds no truth. So it's not false, it just holds no truth. And I like the metaphor, I think Dr. Hawkins used it, of a dimmer switch on a light in understanding consciousness. And it's not like an off and on switch or a black and white thing. It's not like a good and an evil whatsoever. It's more of a light dimmer switch, a really big one at that, as human consciousness is vast. From zero, the logarithmic scale of 0 to 1,000 is huge and quantum in nature. But when you dim the energy source, the light gets darker and weaker. And when you move that dimmer up into more light, it gets lighter and stronger. So that's just like a great metaphor to keep in mind, that it's not a black and white thing at all. It's this dimmer switch of choices, like where do you want to go? Do you want to dwell in the lower light, lower weaker energy fields, or the higher light, stronger energy fields? Now, here's another really important thing I want you to hear. And if you're multitasking, which one of my favorite podcasters says all the time, stop right now and listen to me for a second. I want you to remember that you may discover or feel like you've got perfectionism running, or like me, it may be running so deeply that you don't even know it's running. So you got to, you know, stop and wake up and take a look at it. And I'm going to give you a little hint in a minute on how to do that. So what I want you to remember right now is you don't want to blame, shame, and scrutinize yourself for having perfectionism running. you likely didn't know any better until now that it doesn't serve you. It's self-destructive in many ways energetically, okay? This is not a judgment or an opinion. It's just a statement of fact so that you can understand that it's impersonal what I'm telling you. There's no judgment again. So, and these energy fields affect the body and the cells in the body, how you feel, and your thoughts. Thoughts are fueled by these low running energy fields that you attract to yourself by holding on to something like perfectionism, okay? Hence the name of these episodes, 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. You don't have to. You can keep running it. There's no judgment, right? And if you want to keep running it, you probably wouldn't be listening to this. So anyway, I like to share other things with the same energy of perfectionism so that you understand what other things you may be unwittingly attracting to yourself in this particular impersonal field of energy. And I want to give an example of when I discovered I was doing this regarding this topic. And the topic was self-scrutiny. And I didn't even recognize it in myself until I read the calibration. And then as a paid subscriber to ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, there's a free subscription you can subscribe to and get tons of free calibrations. But I'm a paid subscriber because I want to be able to search on the number of the level of consciousness. So in regards to perfectionism, I'm going to share something in a minute, but in regards to self-scrutiny, I searched on the calibration of self-scrutiny, which is 195. And when I did, I got this whole list of things that are in that same field. And there was a whole list of things I do not want in my life that were on that list. And it was like an aha moment, like, oh my God, I am attracting this field in many areas of my life. And it's not what I consciously intend because it's self-destructive and it's not fulfilling, not life-fulfilling at all. So that's where the paid version of the consciousness calibrations comes in. Very handy to me as one who kind of curates and cultivates ideas from that website. Not to mention it raises my level of consciousness and shores up my foundation of higher consciousness because I know what it is now and now I choose where I want to be on the map. That's a whole other topic we're going to talk about. So let's get back to other things that calibrate at 180, which is the level of consciousness of perfectionism. And when you hear these, you might think, oh my God, I don't want to be in this field. I don't want to be in this company. So what else calibrates at 180? Real politicians, what you would, you know, put in quotes, politicians, there's a reason you don't want to hang out with some politicians because they're running really low destructive energies at 180. So what you want to look for in leaders is statesmanship, which is a much higher level of consciousness. We can talk about that another time, but I'm just saying there's a reason people have an aversion to politicians is because they're negatively oriented in general. Something else that you want to take a look at, do you have an aversion to involvement? It's the same energy at 180. Or you're missing the forest for the trees. Again, 180. Spiritual escapism, 180. If you find yourself, and this is why I'd like to go to do the search on the levels, because you can see everything that you're hanging out with. Like, all right, if I'm gonna remain a perfectionist, let's see what type of company I'm keeping. And it'll give you like tons of calibrations of that energy field. Super interesting to go look at that and say, okay, I got to get the heck out of Dodge and let go of this one. And then I wanted to look at something that calibrates at 160, which is that super low calibration, like which is perfection instinct. And I just got two things there. Snapchat. If you want to raise your level of consciousness, let go of Snapchat. The content of that is 160. It's destructive. It's a narcissistic core of the ego energies. And another thing that calibrates this low is a know-it-all-ism. You're a know-it-all. Let go of being a know-it-all. Dr. Hawkins, who's friggin' brilliant, genius level, recognized that you got to let go of thinking you know anything. I mean, he's aware, he's highly aware, and he's like, the mind thinks it knows it all, and it knows nothing, really. So I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but I listen to Dr. Hawkins because I know he's of super high consciousness, and you can trust what he has to say is true because he exists in enlightened states of awareness, which is 600 and above. Okay. Now, these episodes are called 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of because they don't serve you in the long run. And if you go do a search on perfectionism or whatever low thing you got running to see what else is in your swimming, what else is swimming in that same pool with you, it's a kind of a wake-up call. And you can say, okay, I see that. I got to get the hell out of Dodge. So again, you do not want to blame and shame yourself for feeling it or experiencing it. You just need to become aware of it and learn how to let it go. You wouldn't have known any better in the absence of consciousness calibrations. So, this is my segue to today's Swell Prize. I created a curated content page all about how to let go. And I've done, I think, 3 podcasts and videos on how to let go, or the mechanism of letting go, which is Dr. Hawkins' original teachings, which is super high vibe, by the way. I think the mechanism of letting go is in the 600s, which is non-linear superpower, and other related topics, like especially using the emotion code, which I covered recently. I love the emotion code. It's been super effective for me. And I'm going to be doing a podcast on EFT tapping, which is also known as the emotional freedom technique, that you're going to find in episode 154, which wasn't created at the time of this recording, but it's coming up, I think it's in 3 or 4 weeks from this recording. All of these tools are of significant higher consciousness that I have used throughout my letting go journey since 2003 to significant effect. So that's why I'm sharing with you. These are like my top 10 tools to let go of the lower and move into something that you want. So you can access these resources at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/how-to-let-go. And there will also be a link to how to let go resources in the show notes below. So you can just go click on it, or you can remember that's how to let go, all one word, or you, no matter how you put it in, you'll find it, how to let go. And if you don't have time to peruse this resource, because it's going to be pretty comprehensive, you can opt into the email version of it on that same page right at the top. And I'll take you on my letting go journey at a nice, doable pace. You know, maybe one email a week on each of those topics so you can learn about one, integrate it, practice it, pick up another one, and just find one that really, you know, jives with you. So that's it for today's first. This is my very first 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. It's a little longer than I intended, but I wanted to kind of lay the groundwork for these types of episode. And for the first, you know, I'd say probably 5 or so, they're going to be a little bit longer because I'm going to need to remind you to not blame and shame yourself. I need to remind you about the scale of consciousness and putting everything into context, and remind you that none of these things are opinions or judgments. And before I sign off today, I just want to say, hey, I'm doing the best I can today, as are you and everyone else in the world. This calibrates at 500, or 10 to the 500th power, known as the level of love on the logarithmic scale of consciousness. It's my new go-to high vibe reminder to myself. And I gotta tell you, when I say it or think it, I feel the shift of energy and realignment with higher consciousness and feeling better in it. You kind of invite this energy of inner peace and letting go. There's definitely letting go in this. When you accept that this statement, I'm doing the best I can today, calibrates as true at a very high level. Highly recommend it. Hey, I'll see you again next week. Thanks for joining me. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.